Paul. Good morning.
A very good morning to you.
Thanks so much for joining me. Now, it's easy to sit back and think, oh, maybe my job will be automated way in the future. How quickly is technology actually advancing in terms of job automation?
I think we're already seeing quite widely. So particularly if you look in sectors such as mining, there's very clear trends there in a move to automation, quite often driven by a financial imperative, clearly a desire to reduce operational costs, increase efficiency, and automation is certainly seen as the way to do that. Of course, we've seen similar trends in the medical sector. There's been increased use of automated technologies. We can have drugs delivered by automated services. So pretty much every sector you can imagine, there's been a trend in moving to some level of automation. But of course, based versions of automation where robots are delivering our services of the future, and clearly that's some time off, but we're already seeing a level of introduction of that. Just look at vacuum cleaners, have robot vacuum cleaners, and over time we'll see an increase in the use of those kind of technologies as they gain in their capabilities and their technical abilities.
Well, I understand you currently teach cybersecurity at Edith Cowan University. Now, cybersecurity looks like it's going to have a pretty big boost when it comes to this spike in automation that we're seeing. Can you explain what it is about this new field that does require such intensive cybersecurity?
So as you could imagine, as we increase our use of automation, and as I've already said, at the moment that level isn't as drastic as it will be in the future, but as we begin to rely more on automated technology, those technologies are inevitably connected to a network, sometimes the internet. And so our adversaries, the people who would do harm to us, are seeing the opportunities that are arising through this increased use of technology. So as we start to bring in these devices into our homes and our businesses, there is a new footprint, a new set of vulnerabilities by the adversaries. So a good example of that was the AI botnet. Happened a little while ago, where we had home user devices, things like CCTV cameras, personal video recorders, and they were being misused by third parties. And so as we begin to depend more on these technologies, we use them more, there is a larger footprint, a larger opportunity for those misused. Of course, we become more and more dependent on those technologies. And so as a consequence of all of those things, they increase demand for people and to investigate when these incidents happen and to try and keep obviously that neutral.
Well, it's looking like it is going to be an interesting time and a big boom. Very important stuff happening in cybersecurity. Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we are speaking with Professor Paul Huskell Dowland, Associate Professor and Dean in Computing and Security from Edith Cowan University. We're having a chat about future automated jobs and job fields which are going to be affected by automation in the future. Now, navigating away from cybersecurity a little bit for a moment, Paul, when it comes to job fields that will be affected by automation, is it at the point now where people should start looking to change their career paths or make different choices for children in school, high school, about what they're going to do because there might not be jobs existing anymore in their chosen field in the future?
Something that has to be considered. So one of the motivating factors obviously is the increased use of technology, and as a natural consequence, more and more children are more actively engaged with internet technologies, ICT. They're playing with the modern toys, which are frequently becoming internet connected. I think you'd probably agree that you'd be hard pressed to find a child who hasn't had some kind of exposure to an IT device, and whether that would be a tablet or a phone device that's internet connected, it's almost inevitable that the choices that children make will change over the years. But one of the slight problems we have, of course, is that parents still play a key role in that decision-making process. Parents will often direct their children into certain career paths. And of course, the careers even today, and certainly the careers in 10 years' time, are not ones that the average parent will be familiar with. So the idea of somebody going into cyber security, for example, is somewhat alien to the parents. haven't heard of those kind of roles. They haven't seen those role models in society. We can think of the Mark Zuckerbergs of Facebook. We recognize those names. We know that computer science or computer science is an area which has merit, but we don't necessarily recognize the newer job titles, the cybersecurity analysts. They're trendy, they're new names. Of course, they haven't had that longevity in society to be recognized as future careers. So it will be difficult for the children of today planning their futures, particularly in discussions with their parents, to establish what appropriate fields are. But certainly children and parents and teachers need to be aware of that change in society, changing job market, and that there's going to be significant changes, particularly in sectors like mining. Historically, there's been high levels of employment. Over time, we're likely to see decreases in that sector. And so parents who perhaps have only known that area may have difficulty appreciating what technology offers. But there's certainly going to be potential. And as we're talking about a little bit about cyber, you know, there are various studies showing that in the next few years, particularly about 2020, we could be looking at millions of worldwide job opportunities that can't actually be filled. So an estimate of about 3.5 million in 2021 jobs. We just wouldn't have the graduates or the skilled students coming out of colleges who will be able to take up those positions.
So does that mean that we need to be looking at trying to really boost certain fields to try and make up for the deficit that we're seeing in other fields through automation?
Absolutely. So the again, a good example coming from cyber, we've recently had the Centres of Cybersecurity Excellence announced. There are two of those now in Australia, which is one of those and the only one in WA. Part of that agenda is to try and enhance the awareness, the engagement with computer security and also the wider IT field as well, and to encourage more students to move into those fields. But we need to do that more widely, and again, it can't just be at university level. It's engagement across the sector in every education to enthuse and engage and give students aspirations from primary school through college all the way out into industry and then beyond, because it's a field, as with many, where still, on technology, and we need to ensure that there's professional development opportunities to keep people skilled up throughout their careers.
Mm. Well, yeah, very interesting. And it's nice to see the conversation progress beyond the fear of us all losing our jobs to robots and actually redirecting that into where can we take this and where do we need to be focusing employment in the future. Paul, thanks so much for joining me this morning to unpack all of this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for the invitation.